Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Sherry Richardson. Sherry started Allen Cox Automotive in 1983 with Allen and became sole owner in 1996. She speaks publicly about vehicle service and maintenance to educate and empower women and men. She also speaks about being a woman in a male-dominated industry and marketing using examples of how she markets her business. Sherry, welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers.
Thank you, Karma.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, it started simply with a position that I had with an association. We had to do seminars for bankers when new products came out, like when IRAs came out many years ago. So I started off very small, going to different banks in the Georgia area, and I found it very empowering for me to realize that I could stand up in front of a group of people and talk to them and educate them. It's not something that I had ever thought about doing, but when I was asked as part of the position that I had with the association to do this, I thought, well, yeah, this is something new and different I haven't done. And from the very beginning, I knew that it was something that I was very interested in and that I enjoyed doing. I would speak at charity events, if I sponsored an event, or if I co-chaired an event. So that's how it started. And then in 2008, I co-founded Automotive Boot Camp, which is a seminar that we empower men and women about automobile service and maintenance and just general ideas and information that people need to know about their vehicles. And I've gotten great response from that. So I just kept taking it just one step further each time until I had reached a point to where now I am creating my own workshop. I created Think Creatively, Not Competitively, 5 Unique Ways to Market Your Company. And it met with very good success, and I'm looking forward to doing it more and more in the future. Public speaking was something that I just kind of stumbled into. But once I got a hold of it and it got a hold of me, it's something that I enjoy very much.
Well, given your experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you're born being able to do? And why have you come to that conclusion?
I believe that public speaking is a learned skill. It is something that you can learn how to do, and practice makes perfect. The avenue that I took was Toastmasters. I've been a member of Toastmasters for about 18 months now. And the difference that it made from my public speaking prior to Toastmasters and what I do currently is like night and day. People that have seen me speak previously and then now see me speak, it's like I did a good job before, but now it's just even that much better and that much more polished. So it's definitely a skill that can be learned.
Good. Let's imagine that you're a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
My main superpower is humor. I think that humor is so important in any type of topic, no matter what you're talking about, because humor and keeping the information light, even if it's boring like changing the oil in your car can be, if you can bring humor into it and tell stories, it makes it that much more enjoyable and people get that much more out of it because they're truly listening to what you have to say.
Now, a lot of people believe that coming up with the right humor for a public speaking presentation is difficult. How have you approached it?
It can be difficult. And one of the ways that I do is whenever I bring humor into a seminar or a workshop that I'm doing, I always practice ahead of time. I see what works, what doesn't work. I practice in front of employees. I practice at my Toastmasters meeting. I practice in front of my husband so that I get a reaction. And it also helps with timing. You don't realize how important timing is in any type of presentation. You don't want to go too slow and drag it out. You don't want to go so fast that nobody's catching a lick of what you're having to say. So timing is also very important. But practice, yes, practice, practice.
So what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop the power of using humor in their presentations? Is there a knack to finding the right humor?
Well, if you know your topic very well, which you should, there's always nuances into each individual industry that you're dealing with that you can use to bring humor. And so that's what I would suggest is, what is it that you're going to be talking about that you can tell a funny story about or an experience that you've had that brings humor to it? And then try that story out on other people before you do it in front of a live presentation.
Do you recommend that whatever humorous aspect of your presentation you include, that it helps also bring forth the point that you're trying to get?
Yes. You don't want it to be completely abstract. You want it to add to what you're presenting. That's very important. You don't want something just from left field, just to throw something in there to make people laugh. It needs to have some continuity and be part of your presentation and the point that you're trying to get across.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Sherry, for sharing your unique viewpoints and experience with us today on Public Speaking Superpowers.
Thank you, Karma. I've enjoyed it.
Well, this is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.